Senator Chairman, this was the trust as end. The Secretary of Homeland Services of January 23, 2013. Patient name is Pamela Newsom. That's P-A-M-E-L-A space N-E-W-S-O-M. And the basis is 11201955. Please copy the primary care physician details from page 1 of October 31st, 2012. Chapter next graph cardiology in the note. Period next graph reason for follow-up. Period next graph to your colleague next graph. We have the pleasure of seeing Mrs. Newsom in our cardiac unit today. Period as honor, she's a very pleasant 57 years old African American lady was a past medical assistant for hypertension, diabetes mellitus, chronic kidney disease on dialysis 3 times a week. COPD, arthritis, history of pulmonary embolism in March 2011, period. Shows us past medication for another respective coronary disease, this is post-left hypertension on September 10, 2012. That showed 40% stenosis in the mid of LAD, period. Shows us past medication for non-obstructive peripheral arterial disease that is post-peripheral angiography was done in May 2012. She is in our cardiac unit today for follow-up with business cycle for today visit. We said that she is relatively doing well. However, she has been complaining of chest pain, which is atypical.
Yes.
Nature. And decrease in frequency since the last time she was here. She also complains of episodic shortness of breath with a moderate exertion period.
That's it. So now you write down family history here, hypertension, secretion.
She denies any orthomeric persistence, period. She denies any lightheadedness in the vertigo, she denies any palpitations, equal physical attacks, or results of loss of question, she denies any lower extremity intermittent claudication, swelling is incorrect, varicose veins, or period. However, she admits to having bilateral knee pain due to her arthritis, period. She's following her primary care physician, she's compliant with her medication, period. So I got past medication, number of habitation, period, number, diabetes, medicine, period, number, chronic kidney disease, currently on dialysis 3 times a week on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturdays. Fitness number, COPD, fitness number, arthritis, fitness number, history of pulmonary embolism in March 2012, fitness number, non-obstructive coronary disease, this is post-left hypertension done in September 2012, fitness number, non-obstructive peripheral arterial disease, this is post-peripheral angiography done in May 2012, fitness number, social history, the patient is an ex-smoker, she had a chronic history of smoking for 20 years, she quit smoking about 5 years ago, PhD, she denies drink alcohol using an illicit drugs, fitness number, family history, signal for coronary disease, hypertension, diabetes, mellitus, fitness number, allergies, the patient is allergic to morphine, period. Of current medications, please copy the current medication list from page 2 of October 31st, 2012 chart. And please add number 18, Ranexa 500 milligrams twice daily. Period, next we have a physical examination. Vital signs of the resistance of blood pressure is 103 over 56. Her pulse is 89 beats per minute. Her waist is 129 pounds. Her height is 5 feet 6 inches. Her BMI is 20.8. Please copy the normal physical finding template. Please next, we have a diagnostic investigation number on EKG done on January 23rd, 2013, showing a vertigo rate of 78 beats per minute in normal exercise and system, otherwise indeterminate EKG. Period, next number. Please copy the rest of the diagnostic investigation from page 3 and page 4 of October 31st, 2012, sorry, except for the EKG, the one which was done on October 31st, 2012. Period, next paragraph, assessment and plan, number 1. Coronary disease, the patient has a history of coronary disease. This is post repeat left heart catheterization, which was done on September 10, 2012, that revealed only 40% stenosis in the mid LAD period. On today, the patient was complaining of adult chest pain and also shortness of breath upon exertion, that's revealed by rest and sublingual nitrogen period. Her pain, however, is sometimes atypical for angina pain. The patient is currently taking Ranexa plus MDOR for control her angina pain period. She's to continue the same medication regimen and continue to monitor closely for any development. We also recommend her to call us if she notices any worsening of her chest pain period. We'll follow up with her and monitor her closely on the next follow-up visit. Period. Next number. Hypertension to evaluate her blood pressure is 103/65, which is a well maintained period. She's to continue the same medication regimen and also to treat cyclosotal of a data and continue to monitor her blood pressure reading the next follow-up visit. Period. Next number. Congestive heart failure. The patient had a history of congestive heart failure. Is that resolved? Period. Currently, she is in one chair for investigation now, too. On today's visit, the patient was complaining of shortness of breath and moderate exertion period. Her recent echocardiogram, which was done on August 29, 2012, revealed a left ventricular ejection fraction between 55% and 60% period. Recommend her to continue the same medication regimen or continue to monitor her closely. Period. Next number, COPD. The patient has a history of COPD and currently is on Advil and Spiravia period. On today's visit, she is complaining of shortness of breath period. She is to follow up her primary care physician regarding this matter. Period. Next number, brief RTA. This patient has a history of non-obstructive brief RTA distance, post brief angiography, which was done on May 10, 2012. Period. On today's visit, the patient denied any lower extremity claudication or lower extremity pain. Period. Currently, had to continue the same medication regimen and continue to monitor closely for any abnormality. Period. Next number, pulmonary embolism. She has a history of pulmonary embolism reviewed by a CT scan of the thorax performed on March 19, 2011. That showed a small segment of pulmonary embolism. Period. Currently, she is on warfarin period. We recommend her to continue follow up with the warfarin clinic for a regular INR and PT check. And we'll continue to monitor her closely for any abnormalities period. Next number. Chronic kidney disease. The patient has a history of chronic kidney failure. She is currently in dialysis 3 times a week on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. She is to follow up with her primary care physician and nephrologist regarding this matter. Period. Next number, diabetes mellitus. The patient is a non-diabetic period. She is to follow up with her primary care physician regarding tight glycemic target hemoglobin A1C of less than 6.5%. Period. Next, thank you very much for now supervising the care of Mrs. Newsom, period, I'll phone number and provide for her to call any question or questions at that time, period. See her back in her clinic in 2 months or so, sooner if necessary, period. Meanwhile, she's, she is to follow up with her primary care physician regarding continue to fight care patients. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. This is Mohammed Hussain, that's MYHMD, Special Chair, SSAN, Medical Student, Dr. Mohammed. This is the end of the question.